Now the 75th psalm is a song of Asaph. The other was a prayer of Asaph, and it was instruction telling us that you can trust God in all of the trouble. And now here is a song of deliverance, a song of triumph that will come. And it's a psalm, therefore, of faith. Listen to him. Now, this is Psalm 75. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Now, God's going to protect his name ultimately in this earth. And actually, what a wonderful, glorious thing that is as it's put before us here in this marvelous 75th Psalm. I want to make a change here, and I'm not quite sure how I should do it. It's when it says, when I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. That should be like this. For I will take hold of the set time, I will judge in uprightness. That means when he comes, he has a set time. But when our Lord walked here, he took that place of self-humiliation. He adopted it himself. But he said, no angel knows, no man knows. And he himself, when he was here, took that place. And he said, not even the Son of Man, only my Father in heaven. He knows that day to day, and he's coming on that appointed time. And you can't rush him. He'll come when the time comes. And no man knows the day nor the hour. There are quite a few prophetic teachers across the country today that they got a private wire put in between you and heaven recently. They all seem to know. But I don't. And I'm of the opinion they don't either. But the important thing is to note here, there is that set time that's coming. And where will the help come from? For promotion cometh neither from the east, from the west, nor from the south. Do you notice it doesn't mention the north? Because that's where the enemy is coming from at that time. And only God will be able to deliver these people. It looks to the future. Already a prayer of thanksgiving before the event takes place. How wonderful these psalms are. Trust their blessing to your heart.